Okay, hearing none, we're going to go ahead and move into public comment. So again, if folks want to be added to the list, they can be. The first that we have on public comment is Ted Weisel. And everyone has 2 minutes. Could we borrow a second hand? Thanks. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm Ted Weisel. I serve this.
Yeah, this is fine.
I served this body for 2 years or thereabouts as its parliamentarian, and I have to admit a mea culpa. Once the bylaws were passed, there was a clause in the bylaws that I didn't particularly support, and so I did not bring to the attention of the National Board this clause in the bylaws relating to the service of appointed public officials serving on local station board. This is an issue that former mayor of Washington and a member of this body, Marion Barry, had great opposition to. I agreed with him, but the bylaws say that appointed local officials cannot serve on our local station boards. There has been a great disconnect from the former election supervisor, Terry Barishas, to the national board and to the local election supervisor. And we have an issue here in Houston that I think demands your attention. It has been shoved in the corner since I have raised it within the last couple of months. It has been delayed. It has been sent to committee. But it is such an obvious violation that I hope you will add to your agenda this weekend this particular issue. And I hope I will be given an opportunity to speak to the specifics of it when the issue is raised. 2 minutes does not allow for the full disposition of the issue, but I hope you will put it on your agenda. Pacifica cannot be an entity that is hypocritical. We call on the government to follow the rules. We have to do the same.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you. Michael Woodson, and then following him is Robert Graham.
I welcome you all to Houston, and I hope you have a pleasant stay. We got some good weather for you. You know, anyway, I'm on the board and as a staff, you remember, Compaq staff. They try to do radical and dissenting and progressive, you know, art. And you know, I'm just. Not really scripted anything. I'm just taking this opportunity to tell you, you know, my thoughts. And I think, you know, I might as well tell you something that's urgent and critical. And it seems to me that, you know, we do have a critical situation in Houston, and Pacifica seems to always have critical situations. So I know you've got me in context, but there's such a failing of due process that people who represent a vote that is not majority don't have a chance to even, you know, air reasons and information as if that would do any good. I'm so cynical, but we just can't get any sort of grip on being able to conduct a meeting where we can air, you know, reasons and rationalities, you know, as we do our business. You know, part of it has to do with the nature of volunteer boards and that kind of thing, but I really do think it's critical. You can take something like the Ken Freeland issue, which, you know, you have to set the politics aside and just look at what's happening. And we have a delegate who was suspended and with no due process, and I could go on with different committee meetings and other issues. And your only question of me might be, well, why don't you chair a committee, which is, you know, really the only thing that I feel guilty about, which I'd prefer not to do, and I don't think anybody really wants me to do that. But I think that's our position here. We're just in a rut. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Robert? And following Robert is Ken Freeland.
Yeah, my name is Robert Graham, and I was here last year when you guys were here, and I spoke about the illegal removing of Ken Freeland from the Program Council Committee. I mean, they went in, and I mean, I came and spoke about that at that time. And you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I had a neosinophen problem at that time. But and somebody asked me on the board if I was going to remain active in the movement. And I said, probably not, because I was so disgusted by this whole lack of process and the thing. But I have remained active in this movement, and now I'm actually on the board. I'm on the LSB, and giving me privilege to actually go back and listen to some of the stuff that why they illegally suspended Ken Freeland again. I mean, I don't know why that the us activists are being persecuted on this in Pacifica, but it seems to be the case. And I recently went back and listened to this LSB or the executive session that was ongoing, and I would request that the PNB seize those tapes and find out for yourselves of what is going on here at KPFT, because our representative was illegally removed without due process. And you know, we are in a very minority position here at KPFT, and the majority takes over and rules.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Robert. Ken Freeland is next, and then Yolanda Garza Birdwell.
Well, 2 minutes really doesn't do justice to the months of appeals that I have been sending you, but I do welcome you to Houston. I really, first of all, want to remind you that I sent you a very detailed explanation as to why Deb Shafto should not be sitting at this board tonight. Her election was not licit, and you should not be permitting her to sit here tonight because it's under challenge. I have challenged her right to sit here based on the arguments that I presented to you, the legal arguments. The second thing is that, as you know, I've been illegally removed from the local station board. The local station board is a committee of the national board. It does not have the right to remove members from participation in a committee. This was a consequence for me based on the fact that I had exposed Dwayne Bradley's dishonesty to you in questioning by Fadi Saba when he claimed that he had consulted the community of programmers and that he consulted the Arab Voices programmers in particular about the movement of flashpoints to 11 o'clock p.m. In fact, he had done none of those things, and I got documentation verifying that, and I confronted him in the LSB meeting. The very next LSB meeting, I was given a citation for a spurious code of conduct complaint. I requested that it be heard openly so that the public could be involved, and I gave a hold harmless waiver to the board, and nonetheless, it was forced into executive session where there was a kangaroo court that took place, not speaking to any particular misbehavior on my part that I was accountable for. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, after most people thought it was adjourned, when they were unable to get the vote that they needed to leak to supposedly remove me as a delegate, which really cannot legally be done in an LSB meeting anyway, they came up with an unagendized motion to suspend me without cause. And that is an extreme violation of due process. The delegates' rights to represent their constituency is the basic fact of democratic governance in Pacifica. And if you will not put this back on your agenda, because I know it was in there in August, and Julia Chavez Rodriguez told me that it was going to be pursued, you are abrogating your duty as board members. So I want to remind you of that, and I would like to know from you where it is, if it was on the agenda in August, why it is not on there tonight. Thank you.
Yolanda Garza, and then Bob Cantor.
My name is Yolanda Garza Birdwell, and I'm a member of the Finance and the Committee of Inclusion. I welcome you to Houston. It is my conclusion that KPFT's culture has a deep contradiction between what we say we are and what we do. Radio for Peace and information you do not hear anywhere else. Exchange of ideas with respect and the goal to be an educational tool. Wrong. Democracy, transparency, bylaws have been altered to accommodate and maintain power to the majority LSB in Houston. If you have read or listened to our LSV meetings, you can find out that we operate with a lawyer present, a paid parliamentary, etc. If you do not agree with the majority, I have been called by leadership in the LSV, Ariel Sharon. Now, I know that I'm a little overweight, but I have always repudiated Mr. Sharon's position, even when he is called a man of peace by the United States President. Here, I cannot be controlled, so I'm demonized, and I'm not the only one. There is a long list of people here in Houston that have been demonized by the LSV and by some agents of those that have power. Now, the Latino community is underrepresented at KPFT. In my opinion, we lost a program, Latino Voices, due with a working class perspective, due to the lack of understanding to accommodate people from a working class perspective. I take responsibility because at the time I was new and I didn't intervene as I should have. Community radio, are we? Or this radio is those who have the right political persuasion and friends, or for the Democratic Party, liberals, gatekeepers, or for the status quo? It's up to you to make a decision correctly, or else we become totally irrelevant.
Thank you, Leonda. Bob Cantor and then Jane Jackson.
Thank you for the opportunity. I am not a speaker, but I am here to defend Ken Freeland. He was removed from the board unjustly, I think, without charge. He wasn't charged. He didn't have a chance to defend himself. Now, if Pacifica and KPFT, if there's one word that should typify us, I think it is the truth. And I don't think it's ironic, I don't think that we have accepted the truth coming from Ken. And that's very ironic. So what I'm just asking, I'm appealing to you, is to give him a hearing. The man is very intelligent. And I've worked with protest for him. He speaks the truth. So I'm appealing to you to give him a hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Jane Jackson and then Edwin Johnson.
Good evening, everyone. It's an amazing reality that I'm here, having tried to avoid a couple of hurricanes. And I want to support what Ted had to say. And I'd like to give you a moment of history. I served on the Bylaws Committee of KPFA, and the issue that Ted has raised came up. And the comment was made by an ex-member of this board that there was no one in the room that would be affected by that, which was not true, and she had to be corrected that there were, in fact, people in the room, including me, who simply had just completed my tour of duty as a member of the City of Oakland's Commission on Aging. I mean, but that would have made me ineligible were I still sitting on it. And now I understand that my beloved ex-congressman has been drafted to run for mayor of Oakland. And I think it's very likely that some very good people may be appointed to things. And I would hate to think that would then make them ineligible to run for the board of KPFA. I think it's not in keeping with the history of Pacifica or the actions of Lou Gill, who went to jail rather than fight. Well, I'm willing to go to jail in order to protect this network, and that I will talk about later because that includes our license renewal. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane. Edwin, and then George Ryder.
Yeah, I'd also like to welcome all the National Board and all the other people who've flown in from out of town to Houston. I had the pleasure to pick a few of you all up from the airport and met some of you at the hotel and stuff like that. And I hope you enjoy your stay as far away as that hotel is. I am qualified to welcome you to Houston, the KPFT, since I've been involved for about a generation. And also I've been involved here at Houston Media Source back when it was called Access TV. I had a show for about 6 or 7 years. And you folks should realize that this Access TV is coming under attack by the city council right now. They're trying to shut it down. And they're using all sorts of ruses like profanity and nudity and stuff like that to try to, you know, close down the system and not provide the money that comes from the subscribers to Warner Cable here in town. You can talk to Mark Pirtle, who's the producer in the room there, or Marshall Parker over the weekend to get more of the details. But it's my belief, and it's Ray Hill's belief. Ray Hill, one of the founders of KPFT, does the prison program on Friday nights. That the reason they're trying to shut down Access is not because of nudity and profanity, but because, for instance, Amy Goodman is on the Access TV channel. See, and that's the point. That's the hook for you guys to get involved. You know, and why not have people from out of state, from New York and Los Angeles and Berkeley and stuff, put pressure on the Houston City Council to keep this free. Because what the mayor wants to do is substitute a arts and entertainment channel. And what Ray Hill says is we already have an arts and entertainment channel. And this is an example of it, right? But what the mayor wants is an elitist arts and white, middle-class, white bread arts and, you know. And we don't want that. We want the people, we want homeless people to be able to go in that back room and pick up a camera and do the non-linear editing and put out some creativity. So welcome and see what you can do to help us here in all areas of media.
Thank you, Edwin. George?
I'm George Reiter. I am one of the program members on the KPFT board, and I thought it would be useful if you heard a different perspective on the Ken Freeland situation. It's been said he had no hearing, but he also said it went on until 1 o'clock at night, which indeed it did. It was said that he had no charges, but in fact he read them to us. Which he had before the meeting, and he read them to us in the meeting. It was said he had no representation, but he had a lawyer there. The issue here is really not any of these things. Certainly it's not the technicality about whether Deb Shafter, who is my wife, had ample notice. It was actually mentioned that there was going to be an election the week before at the LSD meeting. The real issue is that there are people who are unhappy with the program changes that were made by Duane Bradley, publicly declared war on Bradley and the station for having done so, and have proceeded to do so by every means that they can. The notion that the majority is somehow not tolerant of the minority in the meetings, I would encourage you to hear those meetings. What you hear primarily is an attempt to obstruct any significant work of the committee by the people, some of whom are sitting here. That's what's going on at KPFT.
Thank you, George. Are there any additional members of the public that wanted to make a comment at this point?
Johanna.
What was your name?
Adnan.
Adnan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Houston. I'm a new LSP member at KPFT, and I'm 21 years old. I'm a college student, and I'm really excited to be part of helping KPFT become a better station. And I wanted to come here and speak about in support of what we are doing at the National Programming Committee. We drafted a programming policy, and I want to encourage everyone. I'm basically here to motivate it. A lot of the issues concerning programming at KPFT, I'm not familiar with all the other stations, is because there is no avenue to talk about programming in a constructive way. And we're hoping that the committee's work as far as drafting a policy, it's gonna provide some direction in this collaboration between management and the board. And I hope that that everyone here looks at it seriously and considers it, because it's vital that we get a program policy which clearly defines our expectations and our goals for quality programming, not just mundane and, you know, last minute and people have been doing it for 20 years kind of programming. So the demographics are changing, things are changing. If Pacifica is going to be there for the next 50 years, it's important that we think a little bit on a strategic level. And I think the policy is there to provide that avenue. So please take a look at it. And it's a lot of people worked hard on it. Rob, committee chair, I haven't even met him. Okay, but anyway, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Anand. And welcome to Pacifica, PFC.